Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always.
Always.
Use your head.
You are now listening to ChairShot Radio. Always use your head.
It's fucking quiz time with Ray and Max. Since we're still in Ricky and Rick and Clive's thing with friends, it's a well, is it a WWE? Yeah, it's a WWE.
It's a fucking Roman Reigns quiz.
I could not use their gimmick without using their song.
Homage. It's a homage to our buddies Ricky and Clive. We miss we love their you faces. Yep.
Yes, we do. Welcome to Head Trauma, aka Chair Shot Radio, aka Midweek Mainstay, aka the flagship. I said it. Damn it. This is your boy. Red,
you gonna get Ray in Cash. Trouble.
I get in trouble enough. This is Ray Cash, aka Rance. I'm with my brother, Mr. Mags, the Podfather.
Kablam!
He should. Wouldn't it be hilarious if WWE trademarked the boom, so he had to change it? Like, remember, like Kurt Angle did. He couldn't say it's damn true, it's damn real.
Oh, if you have to go, whoopee!
What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Finally recovering over the hard weekend with UFC and All Out, and then our 2-hour Radio Techers live reaction stream, which was so much fun. So much fun. What a great weekend.
Fantastic weekend. One of the best weekends of the year, easily. Mm-hmm. I think it's time for you to pull your Black Country, like your Black Country brethren, Pete Dunne, and move stateside, brother. I think it's time.
Do you think? Do you think I should do a Volta?
I think you should do a Volta, a Pete Dunne, a Kaylee Ray. I think it's time, man. I think it's time.
I'll talk to my agent, aka Mrs. Maggs. she may not agree, but we'll see.
I'm sure I get cussed out. Yes. She likes me now. She might not like me after that. So yeah, man, a lot going on here at the Chair Shot, a lot going on here at, between me and Max here at, Head Trauma, and, got a lot of ideas for you, but some things are changing. You'll hear about them as they go. Mm-hmm. So we decided let's have some fun today, right? Max is going on vacation next week.
Yes.
Very deserved.
Yeah, oh, I'm not normally a vacation kind of person, but especially the lead up to it, I enjoy being on vacation, but I'm more excited about this one because it's been a long ass time. It's like been 2 years since we've essentially left our hometown for more than a day. So yeah, I mean, I'm excited for this one. We're not going anywhere crazy. Turkey's still on the red fly list, so we can't go there, which is a shame. I can't wait for that to reopen for us here in the UK. But yeah, a few days away, rest and relaxation, plenty of whiskey, watching football in the pub. Yeah, I'm down for that.
Yes, if you don't know, Mr. Mags has become a sommelier, apparently.
I absolutely try. I've actually found that I don't even like Scottish whiskey that much because it tastes like soil. I like American whiskeys and bourbons. They are the shit.
Yeah, we get you drunk.
I've got a peanut butter flavored one.
You know, the craziest, now it isn't a whiskey, it's a vodka, but the craziest liquor I've ever had in my life, it's called fruity something, but it basically tastes just like Fruit Loops.
Okay.
And it gets you fucked up quickly.
I once had a whiskey called a vodka called Zabrowka, which was made with barsen grass from Poland, and the wife banned me from drinking that ever again because, yeah, I was fucked.
Yeah, that's how we do out here. Yes, there's no need. There's no other purpose for liquor out here other than to get you drunk. So, but yeah, we're gonna have a little fun this week since he's going on vacation, well deserved. And a lot of crazy wrestling going on, and I mean, all over here on the Chair Shot, all over on our sister station at Radio Techers, you can get all the wrestling content you want. Mm-hmm. We're gonna have some fun today, and in homage to the greatest segment I've ever heard on a wrestling podcast from the Ricky and Clive show, Quiz Time. We decided that we're gonna have a little quiz time mm-hmm. here on Chair Shot Radio.
So what you think? Did. Yeah, I think it's a long overdue. I've missed Ricky and Clive, and I've missed the quizzes. I haven't been able to kind of play along and pretend I got all the answers right. So yeah, I thought a cool little homage to our missing brothers in action. Hopefully, it'll tease them to come out of hiding and come back to creating, because we genuinely do miss them. They are not only great, they're not only great creators, but they're also really cool people, and it's a pleasure to know them. So yeah, come back, Rick and Clive. You are greatly missed.
Baby, come back. So
I'm not going that far.
So we don't have to do buzzer since it's just me and you. Nope. Which is that's part of the fun, is the buzzer. But I'm gonna tell my chosen category, which is the whole reason that Max brought up this idea in the first place. I'm getting quizzed on the head of the table, mm-hmm. my tribal chief, the reigning, defending, undisputed Universal Heavyweight Champion of the world, Roman Reigns.
Because you're the biggest Roman Reigns stan that I know. So I'm thought up there. It would,
yeah, I'm on the list.
It would be apropos for you to have a Roman Reigns quiz.
And I haven't done any research, I haven't done any practice, I haven't done any of that. I'm just cold turkey.
Yeah, but you have a photographic memory for facts and shows, something that is shockingly accurate. I mean, every time I've gone up against you in quiz, I have been demolished. So nothing's going to change in this one.
Well, luckily we're not answering the same question. Mm-hmm. Would you like to tell them what your category was that you chose?
And I instantly regretted it. I chose the McMahon versus Austin feud. And I chose that because we kind of build into that pretty soon on the Changing Attitude. And I've been watching a lot of the older Raws. And I think I'm a bit of an expert in it. I'm not. I'm definitely not. And I'm going to get pretty much all of these questions wrong. But what's the fun in not taking part?
Max, what, pray tell, is a Changing Attitude?
Well, A Changing Attitude is one of the best shows you can listen to here on the Chair Shot. It's Tanner and Ori, two of my teammates over at Radio Techers. We go back and watch Attitude Era Raw, starting from King of the Ring 1996, and every week we critique it in a 2021 style-y. It's been hard watching. Not can't lie, that mid 1996 is not the best stuff, but there's a lot of comedy and a lot of critical analysis to be had there. I mean, we're getting to the part where Barry Windham came back as a stalker, so that's fun. But yeah, it's just
shout
cool.
Out to Fake Razor.
That he has literally just turned up on the episode that Tanner and I recorded this week. he has just turned up. So that'll be dropping in about 3 weeks or so. But we get into the whole Jim Ross being called a liar by Gorilla Monsoon. We've got that dropping. I think it's either this week's or next week's episode. So yeah, it's we get into the fun stuff. But yeah, it's just great having the time to chat wrestling with two amazing creators and riding their coattails and putting out a quality podcast in the meantime.
Hey, that's all that Mags and I have done our whole careers is hotels and great people.
It's all I'm doing right now.
Hey, okay, so who wants to go first? You want me to go first? You want to go first? Because we'll do one now, we'll take a break, and then we'll come back and do the other.
Okay. I'll let you go first so okay. I know what kind of benchmark I've got to beat.
Okay.
So when I get to zero, I know that you beat me by a certain number.
Well, you're definitely look. I purposefully didn't go like super hard because that would have been unfair.
So you know you've dumbed it down for me. Is that what you're saying?
Not in so many words, well, but
what was McMahon's first name?
What company was Austin versus McMahon held in? Mm-hmm. All right, I'm ready, man. I'm ready. Let's go. Shout out to the big dog. I guess if I had a buzzer, it would probably have to be, for the purposes of this, acknowledge me.
That's cool. I mean, you can definitely say that before each answer if you want. So there's going to be 10 questions. There's some questions where you'll get leeway because they're maybe time based. We'll play it by ear as and when we get to them. So, question one: The Shield, the faction that Roman was a part of when he first entered WWE.
Yes.
They split on June 2nd, 2014, when Seth Rollins aligned himself with the Authority.
Mm-hmm.
So after this had occurred, when was the first time that Roman lost a televised one-on-one match?
Fuck. One-on-one.
One-on-one. I mean, going through his cage match, he didn't lose hardly any matches at all.
Yes.
For about 2 years after this had happened. But he did lose some one-on-ones. But when was the first?
Okay. He beat Big Show in that Last Man Standing match. So was it Sheamus?
Is that, are you asking or telling?
It's got to be Sheamus.
Okay. So he lost at Night of Champions 2014 to Seth via count out, if you remember.
Oh, okay. Yep.
But that wasn't his first. He lost to Rusev on the SmackDown before that via DQ.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah, never would have got that. Great question. Fantastic question.
That's the level. Yeah. That's the level you're getting at.
Okay, let's go. I'm ready now. Yes.
Okay, so question two. Roman is a WWE Grand Slam champion. So to qualify as a Grand Slam champion, you have to have held a version of a WWE top main roster title, so the world or the universal as it is now. You have to have held both mid-card titles, so that's the IC and the US, and you have to have held an iteration of a tag title. So what I want from you is, in what order did Roman Reigns complete these requirements to be a Grand Slam champion?
Well, tag was first, for sure.
Okay.
Him and Seth beat Hell No. At Night
That's
Champion
correct.
That year. I'm trying to remember, was the U.S. title before he won the world title? Because he won the world title for the first time. No, U.S. title was next. No.
I'll let you finish.
feel like the U.S. title was next. I'm going to go tag U.S., world, and IC. And I may have IC and U.S. flipped.
Okay, so the tags, they won. He won on the 19th of May, 2013. The U.S., he won on the 25th of September, 2016. Mm-hmm. The RC was last. That was on the 20th of November, 2018. And the world, he won on the 22nd of November, 2015.
So he actually won the world and the U.S. switched.
So he actually won the world card before he won any of the big cards, which is a really cool way of doing it. So not the best of starts, but I'm sure you'll probably nail this one.
And I'm going to go 0-10. My God,
I'll have to take away your Roman Reigns stand card. You will have to be a Sheamus fan from now on. No, Baron Corbin.
I love Baron Corbin. Give me. I love Baron Corbin. Who else we got?
Okay, you have to be a fan of Karrion Kross in his Raw gimmick as it is now.
I don't hate it. It's not great, but I don't hate
it. God, man. Right, question three. out of Roman's single title runs, his longest is his current one. It's monumental. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing run. No signs of stopping in the near future. But taking that one out of the picture, which of his title runs was the longest?
He notoriously was a very, very short world champion. So it can't be one of those. I know he had a very, very good U.S. title run, but I want to say it was the IC title that he held the longest. It's U.S. Talked myself out of it. He held the U.S. title for a minute, though. I know that.
It was 106 days.
Yeah.
So... next, so who did Roman beat for that U.S. title, and then who did he drop the title to?
He beat Rusev, didn't he?
He beat Rusev, correct, at Clash of Champions.
Who did he lose it to?
It's a very interesting match. It's not normally the kind of match you would lose a title in. Would you like some more clues? It was on an episode of Raw.
Yeah.
And it was in a 2-on-1 handicap match.
Okay. Was it Ziggler?
No. He dropped it in January of 2017. So what was going on in January of 2017?
I'm shitty when it comes to years. So hold on. We're in 2021, right?
Mm-hmm.
So 2021 was WrestleMania 37. So correct. 2020 was WrestleMania 36. That's how I got to remember. I don't remember years. I remember WrestleManias. Mm-hmm. Literally. I don't remember anything that happened in any year from the year in wrestling. I have to go by the WrestleMania. So 37 was 2021, 36, 2020, 35, 2019, 34, 33, right? So going into WrestleMania 33, that is going into Orlando. That was the Taker match. So the 2-on-1.
The two in the match were in an important storyline of their own.
Oh, Chris Jericho.
It was Chris Jericho. Who was his partner?
Kevin Owens.
Correct. We're off the board, sir. We are off the board. So, question five. According to Top Shagger Dave Meltzer, what is Roman Reigns' highest rated match?
It was the Fatal Four-Way. Fatal Four-Way at SummerSlam. Correct. With him, Strowman, Joe, and Brock.
Yes,
it was. Like 4-7-5, right?
Correct.
Yeah, I remember.
See, you're on a run now. You are on a run. So question six, speaking of Brock Lesnar, how many times has Roman faced Brock Lesnar, the Beast Incarnate, in a one-on-one match?
My final answer is too many.
Okay.
Okay. 31, 34, Jam of the Sand in Saudi Arabia, and SummerSlam. So four times.
Correct. So you're starting to smash it now. Question seven. Roman Reigns is also one of a handful of wrestlers who's won the Royal Rumble. If you remember, he won in 2015.
Yes.
But who was in the final four with Roman in that Royal Rumble match?
It was Big Show, Kane, and Ambrose.
Ooh.
Oh, Rusev.
I will Rusev. Give you that. It was Rusev. Yeah.
Yes, because it was he was on the ground. He was on the ground. Yes, mm-hmm. there was a tag team at the end, and then yes, Rusev came out last. Yes, he was. Yes, Rusev was the last guy. Yeah.
So, according to Roman's Wikipedia page, who does he consider to be his wrestling idol?
Well, you gotta make me say this out loud. Don't make me say this out loud.
A shout out to Ricky and Clive.
Bret fucking Hart, man. Hey, right. Everybody ain't perfect, dog. Everybody ain't perfect.
Exactly. Bret Hart was cool. He was a good idol to have. At least he was wholesome.
I'll say this. It's really cool that a dude who's that big, that explosive, gives a shit about somebody who cares about his execution that much. Mm-hmm. That's cool. So
question nine, and this is a long one, so you're gonna have to listen along. So Raw after WrestleMania 33. Now WrestleMania 33 is where Roman beat Taker. On that Raw, Roman delivered probably his most famous promo ever.
This is my yard now.
Five amazing words. So I'm talking the WWE Network version. One that I'm sure you've gone back and watched multiple times. So the show starts at 2 minutes, 48 seconds, cut into the crowd, and there's a massive Undertaker chant that eventually morphs into a like, dueling chant with Fuck You Roman. So Roman's music actually hits at 5 minutes, 26. Instant booze. Instant you suck. Delete. Asshole, go away, chance. And every time he puts the mic towards his mouth, the boos get louder. There's even a point where he mutters about having the crowd in the palm of his hand. But what I want to know is how long does this booing last from Roman's music hitting to Roman saying those five very, very important words. And I'm going to give you a leeway of 30 seconds. So how long does that booing last?
I'm going to say 10 minutes. It was about 10 minutes.
Oh, I mean, it's not far off. It's actually 7 minutes and 7 seconds of pure hatred for Roman. So it starts at 5 minutes 26 and it's 12 minutes and 33 seconds before he can even say word.
It's the most amazing thing. It's crazy how he literally, every time he would bring his mic close to his mouth, they get louder and then he pull it back. Mm-hmm. And then it was just masterful crowd control. Masterful.
It's so, so good. So last question. How long after beating Undertaker and claiming that it was his yard now, did it take for Roman to become the Universal Champion?
Okay. So, this is 33.
April the 2nd, 2017.
Mm-hmm. At 34, he fought Brock for the title. Shinsuke won the Rumble that year. He didn't win it that year. It was a whole nother year.
Mm-hmm.
35 was... He got sick.
So you're saying he didn't win it in 2018 at all? Is that what you're saying?
I don't remember him winning it between WrestleMania 33 and WrestleMania 34.
Right, so that would take you from April the 2nd, 2017 to April of 2018.
Yes.
So.
But he won it after that, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Because when, he was sick.
Where did he win it?
SummerSlam. When he beat Brock.
Correct.
So I remember he got sick that year. He had to give the belt up.
Correct.
Yeah.
So it was actually in time. It was a year, 4 months, and 17 days from him declaring it was his yard to it actually being his yard. And they said that Roman is overpushed.
Right. But how many title shots in there did Seth Rollins get?
Mm-hmm. So let's tot up your scores. You got 1, 2, 3, 4. You got 5 out of 10. I think that's actually a very good score considering how difficult and accurate those questions were.
Yeah, it was tough. Those tough questions. Very, very good questions. And I hope you can literally see how my brain works. You can tell me a year all day long. That don't mean shit to me. What WrestleMania was it that year? And then I can break it down after that.
So instead of saying the year, WrestleMania 10 that year, but not that pay-per-view. Something else happened in that year.
And I'm like, oh yeah, boom. Literally. I got to think of what WrestleMania was that year. Okay, but who main evented that WrestleMania? Well, okay, well, who main evented, then who won the Rumble? Okay, well, that's what happened in January. That's how it's crazy.
So it's essentially a timeline. You're literally scooting through the network on your timeline.
100%. My wrestling years start from WrestleMania, not from January to December. 5 out of 5, I'll take that. You're going to beat my score, though. You're going to beat me.
Well, we'll see. I have literally got Alzheimer's when it comes to wrestling knowledge.
Well, we'll see.
After these the short break. Messages.
I've always wanted to do that. They do that on the game shows. While we're gone, you can go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Go buy some nice merchandise from your boys. You know, we got a little everything for you. Maybe a Change in Attitude shirt coming soon. Possibly. You could definitely go get a hashtag journalism shirt. That's out there.
And a Baron Corbin suck shirt.
Every dollar that you spend on that dollar on that shirt, we will give the proceeds to us. But nonetheless, still, go check it out. You'll find there's something you'll like. I guarantee it.
Yeah, and Ray's is jesting there, but it really does go towards bringing you more diverse and interesting content. So you're essentially keeping the lights on. So I'll definitely go and check out our Pro Wrestling Tees site. And if you've got a few bucks spare, buy a T-shirt.
Please and thank you.
Thank you, please. Shalom.
Shalom. We'll be right back.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
Go to powerslam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT. Get your free month. Again, that's powerslam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, Mags, your day of reckoning has come. You want to give me very difficult Roman Reigns question. How long did they boo him when he made? What the fuck? No, so legitimately, Stone Cold versus Vince McMahon. Mm-hmm. I tried to make them as answerable as possible. They're not all easy, but they're all answerable, especially for someone who's gone back and watched like you have. So let's start off. Number one, what city was WWE in the first time that Stone Cold Steve Austin hit Mr. McMahon with the stunner? I would not ask this question if it was Poughkeepsie or, you know what I'm saying, or Kalamazoo. Like, it's a big city. It's a big stadium. Arena.
Yeah. So, I've actually watched the Austin versus McMahon two-part rivalries documentary on the network recently. Great show. Definitely go and check it out. If you're into that whole attitude era of wrestling, definitely go and check that out. So, I remember this happening. I keep going back to thinking it was at MSG. So I'm going to go with New York.
Spot on. New York in Madison Square Garden. Well done. Whew. Point Mags.
Thank you very much.
Number two. This one might be a little more difficult. This might be the most difficult question. How many times has Stone Cold and Vince McMahon fought in a singles match?
Okay. So, there's the obvious one at St. Valentine's Day Massacre. That was in the steel cage. And this specifically said on the documentary how they kept this feud fresh by limiting the actual the combat between the two. This story was a year before they even got into any kind of physicality. But I do remember there being at least one more match. And I'm sure there was a with your arms tied behind your back match, because Vince made him tie the stunner arm behind his back. So I'm saying two.
Very close. Both of those are correct. But there was one more match that they had that ended in disqualification. I should say a no contest. But no, the match you're talking about with his arm tied behind his back, Dude Love came back.
Yeah.
Great. I forgot about that till I read about it. So fantastic. Very close.
And if that's the hardest, I'm confident that I may get a decent score.
I try to tell you, you'll be fine. Number three. Why did Stone Cold take Mr. McMahon hostage and threaten to shoot him?
I don't even remember. I remember it happening, but I don't remember why. So this is going to be plucked out of left field. I can't think of an answer. I'm going to have to pass. And it's going to kill me. Guess.
Worst you can do is get it wrong. If you pass, you get it wrong anyway.
I want to say it was to get his Smoking Skulls title belt back.
That's not a bad guess. And it's not right. But it's not
right. Fuck you.
It's not a bad guess. He was fired. Mr. McMahon fired him. And that's how he got his job back and got a one-on-one title match.
I remember now. It's one of those things where you know it, but you can't get the words out and you need to hear it,
Hey, two questions with the title range with Roman. I knew him, but I just talked myself out of it. I understand. All right. Number four. At the 1999 Royal Rumble, where did the members of the corporation leave Stone Cold Steve Austin Lang?
I'm sure he was ambushed in the ladies' bathroom.
Spot on. It literally the women's bathroom. Hilarious. Well done.
It was such a good rumble as well.
Oh, so good. So good. Number five. I'm sorry. You're two for two. Number five. What segment did Stone Cold Steve Austin interrupt with driving the Zamboni, in which he subsequently was arrested?
Right. There was a
time. Remember, he drove a whole bunch of different vehicles, but this is the one time he drove the Zamboni.
Yeah. And I remember there being a title belt in the ring in a display case. If I'm remembering the right segment, was it the coronation of Kane as champion?
I don't want to tell you, I don't want to give you wrong because you described it perfectly. But it wasn't the coronation of Kane as champion.
Was it a new belt?
No.
No, because he got the new belt the day after he won at WrestleMania 14. And I can't get past thinking it was to do with Kane's coronation.
It has to do with Kane. But what it was Stone Cold had the triple threat with Taker and Kane, and Taker and Kane couldn't fight each other. So when they beat him, they decided to both pin him at the same time. And the segment was to see what happened with the championship.
Which Who was why had it.
Yeah. Right. I want to give you the answer to that because you described every single bit of it. So I'm going to give it to you.
No. I don't need any freebies. I was wrong.
Well, you were more than half right. You literally described the entire scene, the person involved. You just didn't mention Taker. That's like more than half right.
If I'm still 5 out of 10 at the end, I'll take the point.
Okay. Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Number six. What match did the beer truck moment lead towards?
Oh.
Clearly it's a big match. It wasn't, you know, him versus Midian on Sunday Night Heat or nothing. It was a big match.
Mm-hmm. And the whole of the corporation was in the ring, all got wet. Why am I thinking the 6-man Hell in a Cell match? I'm thinking that. I'm going to go with the 6-man Hell in a Cell match.
Oh, Mags. You're years.
I'm going to see Alzheimer's, wrestling Alzheimer's. It's an actual thing.
This was the Raw before WrestleMania 15.
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh,
I was hoping you'd catch it because the three people in the ring were Vince, Shane, and Rocky with the belt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Magsie.
So let down. See, I'm going on the opposite trajectory of you. I started hot and now I'm dipping.
All right, let's get back on track. Number seven. All right, you ready? What pay-per-view did Austin put his 50% stake in the company up against Shane and Vince's 50% stake in a ladder match? What was the name of the pay-per-view?
Okay. So he got his 50% of owning the company when Linda and Stephanie told Vince that they didn't actually own 50% each. It was equal shares and they gifted theirs to Austin.
Yes. He became the CEO in kayfabe.
And he said he was willing to give that up for a for a chance to fart Vince. So let's go with Backlash.
Mags. King of the Ring.
Oh, I'm letting myself down now.
You can get some credit back with the fans. So this isn't part of the questions, but just you can get some credit back with our listeners. How did Stone Cold lose that match?
They raised the... Did they raise... No, that was a different match.
No, that's it.
They raised the...
Briefcase.
Yeah.
Or the...
Because it was always suspected that it was Shane that raised it.
It couldn't have been Shane because it was Vince and Shane versus... Mm-hmm. It was Boss Man. It was Big Boss Man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this was definitely... this. Nah, if you don't get this one...
What was Steve's real name?
Oh, I was about to say, what was Steve Austin's nickname? No. number 8. How did Stone Cold get into that WrestleMania 15 championship match versus The Rock? How did he get to that match? Because if you remember, he didn't win the Rumble.
Okay. So he'd won the previous Rumble, and he came second. Well, he was eliminated last by Vince. I think he drew number one, and Vince Vince was gifted number two by Shawn Michaels, who was commissioner. The night after the Rumble, Vince was crowing about having a title shot, but then he gave up all rights and privileges to his opportunity. Then I'm sure on the screen we get Shawn Michaels saying that as Vince had give up the rats, that they would go to the person who finished second in the Rumble, and that was Mr. Austin. So that's how he did it, by finishing second in the Royal Rumble.
I mean, no.
He wouldn't, because he was gifted it by the commissioner, Shawn Michaels, after Vince had absolved himself of ownership of the title shot.
So you remember that correctly, but you don't remember the part after that. All of that happened.
Okay, yeah. He then put that on the line for a match against Vince in a steel cage, which happened on St. Valentine's Day Massacre, and then we got the debut of No More BS, Tall Paul White.
Well, there you go. That's the answer I was looking for.
And he won by being thrown through the cage. The cage actually gave way, and he could just nonchalantly drop off the side of the cage to win.
Still one of that and when Rhino speared Christian through the cage in TNA are still the two coolest finishes to a cage match. Roman did that against Brock. Lash did it against Umaga. But like that first time, and that was that old cage. Mm-hmm. That was that real steel cage.
Yeah. And one of the coolest things actually in that match is where Austin has absolutely beat the living piss out of Vince McMahon. And Vince has got the neck collar on, and they're saying, "Vince, can you talk?" And he said, "Is this motherfucker still breathing?" Then this match is carrying on, and then drags him in the match. He's brilliant. Great match.
By the way, he legit broke his tailbone when he fell. He legit. Vince is a menace, bro.
On that Rivalries documentary, Steve talks about when he slams Vince's head into the bar, and Vince actually has to jump back further than would be natural. He says, and when he saw Vince go through that table, he's like, he may be dead. He may actually be dead from that.
And that's his man's boss. What are we doing? Okay, number 9. What major debut happened when Stone Cold attacked Mr. McMahon at the hospital?
Okay. So Mick Foley, as Mankind, went to that hospital room before Austin, and he brought the clown woman. So was she Yerkel? Yerkel the clown? She debuted. I don't know if that's the one you're actually looking for.
That's not the one I'm looking for, but shout out to Yerkel.
It's drawing a blank.
Can't give you a hint?
Go on.
I didn't say it had to be real.
You didn't say the debut had to be real.
Had to be a real person.
Okay. Was it Dr. Austin?
No, but shout out to Dr. Austin. Yeah, I'll take a beer, nurse.
You didn't say the person had to be real.
I didn't say it had to be an actual person. It didn't have to be a debut of a person.
So it's a debut of a character. I'm still drawing a blank. I really am. Yeah.
If I give you any more hints, I'm gonna give it away. So I can't give you no more hints.
That's fine. I'm happy with my Yerkel memory.
That's it? Your final answer?
Yeah.
Mr. Sacco.
Oh, yeah. Wow. How did I not? I even mentioned Mick Foley as well. How did I not get that?
Yes, and when I was like, I was hoping you'd catch it when I said it didn't have to be an actual person.
Yeah. Shout out to Mr. Sokol.
Boy, Eden forever off a damn sock puppet. Okay. Number 10, final question. Have you been keeping up with the answers? I haven't been keeping up.
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, I'll go through them. So, okay. Number one, you got wrong. Number two, you got wrong. Number three, you got right. Number four, you got right. Number five, you got. I'm still gonna give it to you. You got right. Number six, you got wrong. Number seven, you got wrong. Number eight, you got right. So we're four. So okay, you're four out of five.
I need this to draw.
You need this to draw.
Even with the cheated point.
Even with because I love you. Number 10, what moment is often looked at as the beginning of the Austin McMahon feud?
Okay. I mean, there is the Tyson stuff that sticks out when he's saying you ruined it. Then there's the day after when he tries to have Austin in a suit. But there were little things that happened before that as well. I'm going to go with, and I can't remember the exact day or the exact show it was on, but there was a point where Austin had broken his neck. I think it was the pile driver by Owen Hart. And this was when Austin was just starting to get hot. And there was segments where Austin was in the ring, but he was being told that he wasn't allowed to wrestle. He stuns JR, then I think he stuns Sarge. And then there's police in the ring, and Vince stops the police from arresting Austin. And then Vince says, look, you can't wrestle. We care about you. We want you to be back as soon as possible. And he says, I appreciate the fact that you care about me, but I also appreciate the fact that, hell, you can just go and kiss my ass. And then he stuns Austin and then gets arrested. So I'm going to go with that. It's probably not the one you've got, but that's the one that's sticking out in my mind.
That is not the one I got, because that didn't start their feud. That was in their history. But that was an isolated incident, because they didn't have any more interaction after that. Vince hadn't even come out as the owner yet.
So you're saying the Tyson stuff? Is that what you're saying?
Tyson. Because that directly led to Vince, the owner, Mr. McMahon, having beef with Stone Cold and interfering in Stone Cold's life. That was the beginning of the feud.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. And that was a cool moment. And it's like, and I don't know if you understand, but I've always got a little bit of sign language for you. So here's to you. Flips him the bird, and McMahon, you fucking ruined it. You've ruined everything, Austin. It's great.
Go back and watch that segment. I didn't know this until I watched the, it was Untold, I think, or whenever one of the WWE docs about it. Tyson had like tens of thousands of dollars in his pocket. Mm-hmm. And like the money flew out of his pants when they started fighting. And you see the analysts trying to grab the money as they're fighting. It's so great. And then the best part about it is, I'm pretty sure Tyson thought some of that was real at a certain point. Mm-hmm. Like, Tyson has grown to become a good actor and has grown to become good at things like this. At that time, I don't know if my boy probably knew, yeah, he's going to do something. But I don't, like, look at his face. He's trying to kill Stone Cold. And the Cold, so this is the greatest compliment I could ever give Stone Cold. Not the greatest draw in wrestling history. Not the biggest star. The greatest compliment I can give Stone Cold is that for a period in time, we believed he could take Mike Tyson with in real life. That's the greatest compliment I can give Stone Cold.
Wow, he sold you that, the baddest man on the planet, and you thought that Stone Cold had a chance.
Well, square business, let me give you some backstory into that. So again, the reason I got into wrestling was my grandparents, right? Mm-hmm. My grandfather, God rest his soul, was the biggest boxing fan I've ever known. Like he when I got older, he would call me and say, find me some boxing to watch. We bought every pay-per-view, boxing pay-per-view. He was Tyson's biggest fan. So, like, they let me buy pay-per-views here and there for WCW, you know, because that's what we mainly watched. I had never bought a WrestleMania. The only reason I got WrestleMania was because my grandpa saw Tyson in Austin, and he was like, oh, Tyson there? We got to get it. And then when he saw Tyson versus Austin, he was like, I don't know if Tyson can handle Austin. And I was like, they got you. They got you.
Yeah, and even on, again, I'm going to refer back to that, the Rivalries documentary. Definitely go and check it out. It is so good. If they couldn't get Tyson involved in that, then the whole Attitude Era would have been a damp squib. He was so pivotal in getting WrestleMania to the masses. I mean, it was reported on proper news channels, not sports channels, actual news channels saying Matt Tyson's back in the ring, and this time it's in a wrestling ring, and people were buying it. Just like you said, you believed it could be real, and people were buying it on the news that Tyson was going to kill this bald-headed motherfucker. Oh yeah,
and he was massive. Too. He just got out of jail too, so like people didn't know if my man was like a legit killer.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh man, and WrestleMania 14 was so fun. Like I can still tell you every match in that card. Yeah. Like it was such a fun show. Even the bullshit on that card, like Miro and Sable versus Luna and Goldust, was fun. Such a good show.
Even like the backstage stories, I remember watching an interview with Undertaker, and he was saying how he essentially had to threaten Shawn Michaels that if he didn't do the right thing, if he tried any of his politicking bullshit, he was going to wait for him after the fight.
In the locker room, after his match, he sat there and wrapped his hands in front of Shawn.
Like
wrapped his head slow,
just and staring then sat at a
gorilla,
dipped it in glass, broken glass.
He's not Axel Rotten. We're not going that far. This isn't our Deadbury Mid South. This isn't type A deathmatch type stuff. But I think that's hilarious. That Taker was like, "Yeah, bro, just in case, And
you will lose your fucking smile, bitch.
Right? You're gonna do this job. And it's fantastic because legit, even Hunter didn't know what he was gonna do. Mm-hmm. Like, and so we just in the same breath we're talking about Stone Cold and kayfabe being so over that we think he can fight legitimately the baddest man that ever walked the earth. But then in the same breath, Sean is so good that people thought he might just say, nah, I ain't gonna lose.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, it would have been, if that would have happened, it would have been cool to see Taker just spin his jaw clean.
That would have been Taker. That'd have been Mark. Mark walked out that bitch. Yeah. Beat his ass.
BSK, wolf.
And you know what? Square business? Hunter wouldn't have done a thing. At that point,
he would have got it. He would have got it as well.
I don't think you could even have no beef with Hunter there. Hunter couldn't have made Sean not put over Stone Cold there. And as much as Hunter, I know Click and they rock together, but Hunter loves the business. He'd have understood. Yeah, Sean had to catch that one. Sean got to catch this L.
I mean, he took the bullshit from the curtain call on the chin.
Yeah.
He could have. I mean, I know he was the lowest rung in that whole group. There was no punishing Nash and Hall because they're gone. Shawn Michaels was the champion, so he was untouchable. But Hunter could have stood up for himself and said, "Nope, this wasn't on me. I'm not solely to blame." But he took that on the chin. And that is essentially what started the Attitude Era, because that meant Austin won King of the Ring 1996. Yeah.
And I love Hunter's question to Vince. He said, my only question was, can I get out of this eventually? And Vince was like, yeah, of course. He was like, all right, then, well, what have you got to do? Like, so with all y'all saying Hunter didn't earn his spot, nobody else dealt with that.
I mean, he indirectly put over the biggest star in the past 30 years of wrestling. So.
Oh, man, such good stuff. Like, so fun. I'm about to hop on a Change in Attitude one of these days because, like, this shit is fun.
You should definitely do that. You are more than welcome to jump on a recording. And you guys listening are more than welcome to listen to a Change in Attitude. It's doing really, really well. I'm so proud of the numbers, but we always could do with more listeners. So if you're listening to this, go and listen to a Change in Attitude. And then go and listen to Outsider's Edge because... My guys on there are doing some great work.
Yeah, it's all right, show. It's cool.
Stop that noise. We know the numbers. That show does business.
Hey, man, you don't be putting my business out there in front of people, man. Okay? Don't be putting it out there like that. So, with the score of 4, a 5 out of 5 to 4 out of 5.
Mm-hmm. I'm happy with 4 out of 5.
In the worst quiz time ever, I snuck by Mags. We gotta do this again. Maybe we'll add this. We'll put this in the list and maybe do it once every couple months,
or once every 2 weeks, maybe.
Oh shit! This we on this head trauma has turned into the quiz time show. all right. So look. I had a blast. I love this kind of stuff.
Yep.
We'll get back to the hard hitting stuff. I'm working on something that may be very, very big and serious discussion we might be having soon. So look out for that. And I don't like to tease none unless I'm going to really do it. So that's really going to happen. So keep your peepers peeping in your earballs listening. That I don't know what earballs is. Tunney made that up. But nonetheless, follow me, of course, at It's Ray Cash. That is R-E-Y as in Mysterio, C-A-S-H as in dollars. And, of course, we're at Chair Shot Media. Mm-hmm. Check us all out. Everything is there. I'm going to throw it to my compatriot, Mr. Mags.
So you can follow me at Podfather Mags on Twitter. I'm involved in plenty of chair shot content, 5 rounds, changing attitude, and this this amazing show, and I love every second of it. But you can also hear me over on Radio Techers, where myself, Ray, Tanner, Aura, Matt, Chris, we've got an amazing team over there, Sa, Benny, who are doing diverse and interesting content. So I'll definitely come and have a look at Radio Techers on YouTube, on Twitch, give them a follow on Twitter. And also my boys over at Visionaries Global Media, the OGs, the guys that give me a platform where no one else would, or no one else actually even knew of what content I was putting out. They were there from day one. So I'll always rep those boys. So definitely go and check out the content over there as well.
And John and Paul and George and Ringo and Huey and Dewey and Louie and... You was listening to them off, dog. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And Rick and Arn and Tunny and Tully and Oli and
I just know that I'm blessed with great teams and great networks who've supported me through my journey in podcasting. So if I can show them a bit of love and give back, I'm all for that.
Same here, man. Yeah, we are very, very lucky to be surrounded by great people and great crews. And if you are willing to, you can go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and support this great crew that we have. And again, we're not asking you to donate, man. Like, we got great shirts for you. Mm-hmm. Like, you'll enjoy the shirts. We have great styles. The soft style shirt, the Payload Extra, is fantastic on your skins. And yeah. There's something I guarantee you'll enjoy. Check it out. You know, we're in the world of merch now. Everybody buy merch. We got merch. Go check it out. But with that being said, it's time for us to hit the old dusty trail. It's past Max's bedtime, you know. So we appreciate y'all. You got anything else before we get out of here, brother?
No, just be kind to each other. This week has shown that wrestling can be cool, no matter what style of wrestling or what company you like. But also, wrestling fans can be dicks. Stop being dicks to each other. It's just not necessary.
With that being said, also, I want to add into, I got a chance to get on to talk about this on the Edge, but rest in peace to Daphne, man, and her family. Just
so
like,
sad.
Yeah. We can all be better. Let's be better.
Definitely.
Yeah, tell them what they can do, man.
They can always, always, always use your head.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.